Let's say that you want to buy a house with your brother, father, or friend. You are also thinking about getting a joint mortgage because of the number of security it can give you. But how does this work? What kind of product is it? Is it expensive? And what are its pros and cons? Here are some answers from me to these questions, as well as some other important things that you should know about joint mortgages. What is a joint mortgage? A joint mortgage, as the name implies, is one that you take out with another person or multiple individuals. In this situation, you would apply for a home loan together and share all of the mortgage contract's responsibilities. When spouses or partners buy a house together, the most usual scenario involves a shared mortgage. Friends or investing partners, on the other hand, may enter into such an agreement. Both or all of the parties' names are on the title in this scenario. Joint mortgages are commonly taken out to boost the chances of qualifying for a loan. Given today's high housing prices, some people may not be able to get approved for a mortgage on their own and may need the support of another person's income to secure the loan. Furthermore, homebuyers use joint mortgages to obtain lower interest rates and better conditions on a house loan contract as a consequence of a bigger combined income or to benefit from one borrower's stronger credit score and financial health. Joint mortgages can certainly be beneficial to many borrowers. However, there are several disadvantages that all borrowers should be aware of before going into a combined mortgage with another individual. Benefits of joint mortgages. Let's look at some of the advantages of shared mortgages that might persuade you to take one out. Increased chances of getting a mortgage. As previously stated, combining two or three people's incomes can make mortgage acceptance easier. Of course, money is a major component in a person's ability to obtain a mortgage, and if one person's income is insufficient to finance a certain home, combining income with that of another person can assist increase the chances of approval. Higher loan amounts have been approved. Not only will you have a better chance of getting a mortgage, but you will also be able to afford a higher home price and, as a result, a larger loan amount to finance the acquisition. A shared mortgage can boost your purchasing power and provide you with more flexibility in terms of the price range you can look at. Read more. Buy a house in Canada with bad credit. A lower down payment is required. A down payment is necessary to acquire a mortgage, with the smallest down payment amount often being 5% of the home's purchase price. However, while a down payment of that size may be possible, you would be better off putting down a considerably bigger percentage of the buying price. This will assist you to reduce the amount you owe your lender by lowering your loan-to-value ratio, LTV. Not only that, but a greater down payment can help you get a cheaper interest rate by reducing the lender's risk. Finally, if possible, putting down at least 20% will allow you to avoid paying mortgage default insurance, which will result in you paying more for your mortgage overall. Maintenance is shared. Taking care of a house demands a significant amount of time, work, and money. You won't have to bear the pressure totally on your own if you can share these obligations. All necessary maintenance and repairs, as well as all utility costs, can be shared. This will give you a sense of relief, knowing that you are not alone in your responsibilities. Drawbacks of joint mortgages. Along with the benefits of shared mortgages, there are certain disadvantages to be aware of. It's possible that joint partners will have a falling out. It's always possible for you and the person you're in a joint mortgage with to cut connections for whatever reason, whether you're married or just pals trying to take advantage of the perks that this type of arrangement can provide. It could be the result of a divorce, a breakup, or simply the loss of a friendship. Whatever the cause of your breakup, such a condition could make it difficult, if not impossible, to stay in this situation. You may find yourself in a difficult situation if the house needs to be sold as a result. One person wishes to go. This might be a problem if one party in a joint mortgage no longer wants any part of the house while the other does. Either the interested party must come up with the difference in equity to maintain the home on their own, or the home must be sold to distribute the equity to the uninterested party. One person's job is lost. The initial agreement required both parties to have a sufficient income in order to afford the combined mortgage. However, if one person loses their work, it may become difficult to keep up with the mortgage payments. If the other person who is still employed is unable to cover the other person's share of the mortgage, the house may need to be sold to avoid mortgage default. The bottom line at Lionsgate: we specialize in helping people get the extra cash they need, obtain funding for private mortgages, as well as for other real estate transactions. If you are looking to buy land in Canada, get a mortgage or apply for a loan, fill out the form below. Or, you can leave us a message, and we will try to connect you with local lenders and sources that best meet your needs. If you found this article helpful, please share it on your timeline and with someone you care about. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.